Time to catch up as we do once a fortnight with Myra from the Citizens Advice Bureau in Spain, and she's with us now. Morning, Myra.
Morning, all.
Nice to talk to you as always, and this week we go back to the subject of driving licences. Just when you thought it was safe to come out, there's been a change.
Yes, there was a change, but a change for the better.
Yeah.
Most will be aware, this is for holders of the UK driving licence, not for tourists, not for visitors to Spain, just for residents. So there was a change recently because the validity of the UK driving licence was to end at the end of June.
Right.
Yep. And that didn't give a lot of time for anything, really. Well, that's been extended. The validity, has been extended for a period of 4 months from July the 1st. So that takes us up to October 31st of this year.
Yes. So to be clear about this then, Myra, is this the Spanish that have just done this out of the goodness of their hearts?
Well, it doesn't say that they've had a chat or anything. They must have been talking with the FCO or the embassy, knowing that, knowing that they're trying to reach a bilateral agreement to exchange licences, and that it's optimistic, isn't it? It gives us a note of optimism that they've extended this. The only reason can really be is that they hope to reach some kind of an agreement before the end of October, we hope.
Yeah, so let's be 100% clear about this then. This is for people who were resident in Spain before December 31st, 2020, even if you didn't get your residency document until after the end of the transition period.
Yes, and this is just the validity period. This is just the validity that you can continue to drive on the UK driving licence until the end of October. There's some confusion with the December date.
Mm-hmm.
But the validity has only been extended for 4 months, so that ends October 31st, 2021. I think what's confusing is the fact that those who registered their intent to exchange the licence before December of last year, and DGT were able to communicate with the DVLA or the United Kingdom authorities before January the 1st, are able now, have until December the 31st to change their license.
Oh,
but
okay.
Small time only for those who made the extent to change. Now, nowhere in the law, even I was a little bit confused about this and maybe thinking that you could drive till December 31st. I don't see that anywhere.
Right.
Not in the Spanish, BOE is the word that's becoming familiar to all the, to the expats here, it's not, which has then become some kind of law or resolution. The only thing I see there is that you can, that the driving license validity to drive in Spain will be extended until October 31st. And then if you go to the DGT website, you will see that those who registered their intent before the end of last year have until December 31 to exchange their license. To continue. I don't see anywhere where there's validity to drive until that date.
That's a bit of a weird one. And again, to be 100% sure about this, then, if you were in Spain before December the 31st, 2020, and you didn't register your intent to change the driving license over and didn't have a conversation with DGT and DVLA, does that mean that you can still drive on your UK license until October the 31st, but you now will, along with all the others, still have to take the test in Spain?
That's correct.
Yes.
Totally correct. Nicely, simply put. So those who didn't register their intention can drive till the end of October, do not have till December to exchange because they didn't register their intent before. Of course, in that time, everybody is waiting in hope and anticipation that there will be an agreement.
Yeah.
Between bilateral agreement, because as we know, there are bilateral agreements with lots of non-EU countries. And then it's good to see from the government's own website recently, and I did a post because I really think that those residents here... Oh, and the other thing on that, before the you had to have the TIE in place to exchange your driving license, had to be in place before December of last year. They realised that's not happening, and now your TIE will be accepted even if issued in 2021.
Right.
As long as you made the intent to change. So your TIE now, that cut-off date for the end of last year is no longer in effect.
Okay.
Which is handy because it's so worrying for so many people.
Yeah.
But of course now, even on the government UK website, we have a list of countries where UK license can be exchanged without taking a test.
Yes, a lot of them too.
Nations.
There's a lot of them too, to be fair.
There's a lot. So what's wrong? When you've got Croatia and Czech Republic, you wonder how many British citizens are residing there. And Estonia, there, even France, it appears now, has reached an agreement. So what's wrong with us, I'm thinking? And why can't the British embassy give people, not me, I've got my Spanish driving license, have had for years, but a lot of people... Various reasons have not, and some not been able to do this, and some haven't had to do it under the two-year protocol, and some have just become residents. So it would be so nice, and I keep pushing for our members who are worried to contact the embassy. I think the only way is to lobby and to ask for a response. They're not getting any kind of positive response, but surely, you know, most UK license holders were worried right up till the 30th of this month, just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
With no kind of nothing from the people who are responsible for this, which is the FCO, and that includes the embassy, to at least to give some news. Still no news coming out. People that have written to the embassy have received standard replies.
This is a very strange thing, Myra, because I know that you posted this on the CAB website. And this was a question posed by Baroness Miller of Chilthorne Domer. Goodness.
Yes.
Who is a Liberal Democrat life peer. Of course she is. And it was posted on the UK Parliament website. And it's to ask what Her Majesty's Government, what reciprocal arrangements are in place between the UK and each UK member state with regard to driving licences. And the answer was given by Baroness Veer of Norbiton. Where are these places?
Correct.
They're making them up, aren't they? Chilthorne, Domer and Norbiton, come on. And she's a Conservative life peer.
On the 10th of March as well.
Yeah, 10th of March, 2021. And Baroness Veer of Norbiton said, hello, all EU EEA member states except for Italy have confirmed reciprocal arrangements for exchanging licences, confirming a retest will not be required for resident UK nationals. Strange.
Yes. Yes, and where is that?
Yeah. It's not there, is it?
Most of our agreements are permanent arrangements, and a small number require formal agreements.
Yeah.
Which will be concluded before the end of this year. So some could still be... So let's hope that from what's being said here and the answer that she gave, that by the end of this year... I mean, she sounds very optimistic, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
I ask, please, is for our embassy, who do follow our page. I don't seem to get emails anymore. I'm probably not the most popular person there, but as I always say, my interest and CAB's interest is citizens, not governments, not anybody else.
Yeah.
We'll coordinate with anybody that asks us to coordinate, but we want an answer. We think... UK residents in Spain. After all, let's not just think of this year. Let's think that the referendum was over 5 years ago. Let's think that we signed the withdrawal agreement on March 19th of 2020. 2020, I think. I mean, why hasn't this been done before? There's been time. I do not accept that this has not been already arranged.
Yeah.
It's not as if the FCO had 6 months to do it.
No, absolutely. And so just to, for our listeners' benefit there who may not have seen this, this is a list of countries where a UK licence can currently be exchanged without taking a test. Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Hungary, Ireland, Latvia, Liechtenstein, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia and Switzerland. Guess who's not there? Spain.
Exactly. Does that make sense? So all I can say is something's not working. It's obviously, as I always thought, I wrote, I've written before, so I have a frog in my throat.
No problem.
I've written before of the reasons why it's simply there could be a bilateral agreement.
Yep.
Because of the format of our licence, because it's under the same convention. So it's not difficult, is it? It shows all these countries, whoever's been negotiating with these countries, they've come to an agreement. What's wrong with our crowd?
Well, what Baroness Vera of Norbiton said is actually completely not true, because she said all EU member states, except for Italy, have confirmed reciprocal arrangements for exchanging licences, confirming a retest will not be required. That's not true.
Yes, but she goes on to say most of our agreements are permanent arrangements and a small number require. So the wording's not right.
Mm.
And a small number require formal agreements, which will be concluded before the end of this year. Mm. That could be Spain. There could be some little, I don't know what the hiccups are.
No.
If all the other, most of the other countries, this is why I ask people, contact your embassy. I cannot say it clearly enough. And ask, what is going on?
Mm.
Use our information. We don't mind, because the information I posted there comes from HM Parliament website.
Yeah.
Questions that are posted to Parliament. Ask, because I feel the fear in people who tell me I have to get to the hospital. I live in the campo, or I have to drive because my husband can't drive.
And yeah.
There's all sorts of stories that I get to hear, and I listen to them.
Yeah.
And I don't give them just sort of a same answer. I try and listen and try and sympathise and ask them to be hopeful that there could be a bilateral agreement. But this needs to come from those responsible, and that's our British embassy.
Yeah.
I cannot say clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly enough, please give your residents, the people that put you in your jobs, some answers. That's all I ask.
Well, that's a very, very fair point, Myra.
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense that somebody can't. Why again, like with the pensioners, with the, we'll see if we're going to uprate your pensions. We'll see if you'll still be covered by the S1 and give them this information at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
People get very worried. People get very stressed. Sorry, I get passionate.
Well, I'm totally with you, Myra, but, you know, let's be honest. The British government are not exactly renowned for giving people notice for anything. How are they currently?
I think we can't even go, though. One of our members wrote to Boris Johnson himself, but she got
God.
A standard response. I thought that's not really where to go. It's the Foreign Office. And we can only reach for our representatives here, That is the only place I can try and get people to reach out to. And I don't understand why they, with all these videos they're doing, with all these things, they can't go on there and discuss what is actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're asking. Discuss,
yeah.
Let us know. Let people know, put them out of their misery, basically.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Were in there right up till the 29th or 30th of June, or up until this new decision was made by the Spanish government. Sort of on tenterhooks.
Yeah.
Planning, some take their tests, some dreading it.
Yeah.
You know, and all we keep telling, if you don't do this by this date, if you haven't, you have to take a test. Excuse me, but there are talks going on, bilateral. I know the embassy and the British government and the website say talks are going on, but give us some clues.
Yes,
not
I think
babies.
Absolutely.
You know, we can take it if you say, oh, well, we got this far and then this fell down and we couldn't. I just don't understand why, when the same license, UK license, which was an European license, conforms to all the European legislation, what is the problem?
It's about communication, Myra. It's as simple as that. That's all we ask for in life is communication. And the world would be a much better place if people communicated that actually are paid to do that very thing.
Exactly.
Can we finish with a quick question from a WhatsApp here? It's not related to this, Myra, but it says, would you be so kind as to ask Myra where I can begin to start the process of applying for my TIE? Thank you and keep up the good work.
Well, can I just say to that person to contact me via my email or the website, because I have to know what their status is, because a lot of people, you know, you have to have been lawfully it depends if you're applying for a TIE or either updating a green certificate, or you're applying first time for a TIE. Depends on your status.
Right.
You have to have been lawfully resident in Spain before the end of last year to apply under the withdrawal agreement. And lawfully doesn't mean obviously with a document, but you have to have had your health care in place, etc. A lot of people are being rejected for lack of health care from last year. I sympathize, but it is one of the requirements to actually be compliant under the withdrawal agreement. The Padrón isn't. The Padrón is not a requirement, though it's been insisted there are other ways to prove your residency. Furthermore, the Padrón law quite clearly states that Padrón is not proof of residence.
Yeah, so maybe then, Annie, if you get in touch with Myra, if you go to the CAB website, you'll find the contact details there. And if Annie just gets in touch with you, you can sort her out then, Myra.
And just to say to everybody that a lot of people are actually telling me that they're reading on websites, even people are telling you how to relocate to Spain. But the cut-off date to applying for your TIE, for your residency, if you're under the withdrawal agreement, was June 30th, and it isn't. There is no cut-off date, though I suggest everybody does it as soon as possible. And I'm glad to see that the government website or the embassy page, I think it was, eventually did come out and say that as well, that there is no cut-off date, because we've been shouting about this because of the system.
Cookie reminds us that if you weren't in the system before the 31st of December 2020, you need to take the Spanish driving lessons and theory test. And she says you need to take up to 10 lessons, and that's around 500 or 600 euros cost. So bear that in mind.
So isn't it worth everybody who doesn't have has the right to change their license? A lot of people who actually made the intent are being also turned down. So I think a lot of people there need to ask, just need to ask some questions. We just want some news, please, for these people. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, I guess at the very least, and I'm being facetious, by the way, before I get complaints, that if you do have to go down that road of taking Spanish driving lessons and tests, then you don't ever have to use your indicator and you can park on any roundabout for a quick chat. So there are advantages.
And remember, you can do the test in English, not the driving test, the actual theory part in English. It depends on the school, so that makes it a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, but why are people going to wait until October to find out?
Absolutely.
We need some information, please.
Well done, Myra, as always. Well, thank you for your input. If people just Google Citizens Advice Bureau Spain, they will find the excellent website with all kinds of information, and the Facebook page as well, where people discuss various items, which are very, very interesting from day to day. I'm off to book a holiday in Norbiton or Chilthorne Doma, so I can go and say hello to Baroness Miller and Baroness Veer, because I'm desperate to know where they are.
You really are going off on holiday, are you, Bill?
No, I'm not. I can't go anywhere, Myra.
Okay. No, very difficult, isn't it? I can't even go to Ireland and see my family. It's
I know. I wish, Myra. I wish. Thank you, as always. You have yourself a nice weekend, Myra. Take care of yourself. All the best. Bye-bye.
And same to all of you. Bye.
Bye-bye.